As we think about making an incarnational impact, I want you to take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 15. In John chapter 15, we're going to see that Jesus is using an analogy, a metaphor, the metaphor of a gardener, of the vine and the branches. Many of us are familiar with this metaphor and analogy of the vine and the branches and God the Father being the gardener, but you might not be familiar with the context. And I think it's important to understand the context. Jesus is sharing this message with his disciples in the upper room. In other words, they've just finished partaking and celebrating the Passover, the Last Supper. Judas has just been dismissed, and now Jesus is meeting with the 11. It is the last time that he's going to be with the 11 before his crucifixion, before he ascends into heaven. And so he wants them to understand what is paramount, what is critical as they carry out the mission that God has called them to after he leaves. And so it's with that backdrop that I want us to follow along as we read John chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Also skip down and look at verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. This morning, we're not going to unpack all 7-8 verses. We don't have the time to do that. But I want to make sure that each of us walk out of here and we're clear what Jesus was communicating to disciples and what he wants us to understand this morning as his disciples, as his followers. The first thing that is clear is that God's desire is for us to be fruitful. 7 times in these 7 or 8 verses, we see the word fruit or fruitful. In fact, Jesus said, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. In other words, if you're truly a disciple, part of being a disciple is that you bear fruit. That to be a disciple is to be a fruitful disciple. To not bear fruit even begs the question, am I really a disciple? Or in the context, am I like Judas, who appeared to be a genuine believer, but was not. So to be a disciple is to be fruitful. God desires for each of us to bear fruit. So is the goal for you and I this week and with our lives to be fruitful? Is that our assignment? Is that God's vision for our lives? Is that what we are to focus on? Is that what we are supposed to do? The answer to that question is no. Our focus to carry out the vision that God created us for is to do one thing, and that's to abide in Christ, to remain in Christ. Look at what Jesus said. He made it clear. He says, remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I mean, let's make sure you can picture this analogy. Christ is the vine. The desire is for there to be grapes, for there to be fruit that comes from our lives. If we, the branches, are going to bear fruit, we must be connected to the vine. We must be connected to Christ. It's through our union, our oneness with Christ, that fruit comes from our life. You say, well, Jeff, what does fruit look like? Well, certainly, for the disciples, fruit was for them to be used by God to expand and impact His kingdom. Fruitful lives are lives that God uses to bless and to touch and to advance His kingdom. But it's also beyond that. If you're looking, follow along in the notes, you see Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Our focus shouldn't be on all of those things. If you focus on trying to be all of those things, you'll get frustrated because as you make progress with one, you become impatient. As you work on being patient, you'll probably not be loving. We can't focus and do all of those things. There's one assignment for us to bear fruit, and that is to remain in Christ, to abide in Christ. Some of you might say, well, what does it look like to abide in Christ, to remain in Christ? That sounds somewhat mystical. If you look at verse 9, I believe it gives some insight to that. It says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in love. Obedience to Christ. Day by day, moment by moment, abiding in Christ is walking in obedience to Christ. So it involves obedience. Again, abiding and remaining in Christ is not just this mystical sense. It's about you and I spending time in His Word, meditating on His Word. It's the spiritual disciplines of prayer and Scripture. So we begin our day, hopefully, not to earn credit with God, but we begin our day by spending time saturating ourselves with Christ. Abiding in Christ, remaining in Christ, having that oneness. After, then do we just sort of close our Bible and go on with our day? Hopefully not. We leave Christ back at our devotional time? No, Christ goes with us. And we talk to Him and we relate to Him and He hopefully speaks to us through His Holy Spirit. At the end of the day, as we put our head in the pillows, we thank God and we reflect on God and we abide in Christ through every moment of every day. Again, if you're following along in the notes, here's the definition from the Life Application Bible Commentary. Believers are to abide or remain in Jesus the vine. The Greek word for abide is spoken as a command. It also has an ongoing emphasis, that is, the command to abide is not fulfilled in a single act. Abiding for the disciples and for all believers today means to make a constant, moment-by-moment decision to follow Christ, and we must not be passive. Believers don't just sit and abide until they die. Instead, we must be active. And so as we talk about and think about making an incarnational impact in our communities, that God's called and created each one of us for assignments, the goal is not to go out and be fruitful and to carry out those assignments. The goal is to abide and to remain in Christ. Again, a key verse to helping us do that is Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Apostle Paul said this, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. A key element to abiding in Christ is to dying to ourselves. Dying to ourselves. Dying to our dreams. And as we die to our flesh, die to self, that allows Christ to move and live in and through us. As we abide in Christ, as we remain in Christ, as He leads us and as He guides us, He might call us to do some very specific assignments. Some assignments that are going to make us uncomfortable, that are going to cause us to have to step out in faith.